Whether it be Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or one of literally hundreds of other social media apps, our generation is spending increasing amounts of time looking at other people's lives. Social media can connect us to others, creating thousands of communities and making us feel like we're part of something bigger than ourselves. However, constantly looking at other people's pictures can make us compare our daily life with their highlight reels. People rarely post everyday, unedited, unfiltered photos. Instead, people spend hours manipulating images to make themselves look as good as possible. Looking at these filtered photos day after day, hour after hour, affects our perception of reality. By looking at other people, the way we view ourselves is affected.
Especially these days, we dive in, trying to display only imperfection and awaiting the immediate satisfaction that follows. But then we start to see what everyone else is doing, and then we get frustrated. It may start with, look, she is so beautiful, but quickly becomes, why can't I be her? It can be overwhelming.
When we look at other people's perfect lives, bodies, and selves, we devalue and damage our own experiences. Thus, many people turn to editing their own photos, often using Facetune or Photoshop to shape what they consider a more perfect version of themselves.
But the thing is, people aren't actually obtaining this ideal body type in real life. It's fake and it's a facade. And honestly, looking at photos of your body looking one way and then looking at it in real life a different way can honestly cause a whole host of mental issues. When you're constantly editing pictures of your body and your face and changing the way you look, it can lead to people having so many insecurities and feeling horrible about their bodies in real life. And this can lead to unhealthy eating habits, body dysmorphia, and would often lead people to try to get plastic surgery to get this body type.
People frequently edit their photos using filters on Snapchat or Instagram. These filters are supposed to make you fit better into society's beauty standards. They make your eyes bigger, smooth your skin, make your nose thinner, and sometimes even put makeup on you.
Now, the tricky thing about these filters is that sometimes the effect seems perfectly subtle. Maybe before you never wanted a rounder face or a skinnier jawline, but suddenly when you see yourself in this alternate, eerie version, your mind can start to prefer that perfect filtered version of yourself. And that's when I think it can become very bad for your self-esteem and bad for your self-perception when you start to prefer the filtered version of yourself as opposed to your actual self on camera.
When people become accustomed to a face that isn't theirs, they start to resent their actual appearance. This directly demonstrates how social media can negatively affect body image. So what can you do if you're concerned that your social media may be negatively affecting your mental health? Follow body positive accounts. These accounts often post unfiltered photos and showcase people of various builds, weights, races, and genders, reminding their followers that their body is good enough without Photoshop. Another strategy is to go down your Instagram feed, Facebook feed, and so on, and simply unfollow accounts that make you feel bad about yourself. Looking at photos of an influencer isn't worth it if it just makes you feel bad. Overall, be cognizant of the effect that social media can have on your body image. Remind yourself that what you're seeing is almost never real. Remind yourself that you're good just the way you are.